Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is December 29th. And greetings from Arizona. We are looking forward with great anticipation to the Daily Audio Bible family gathering, Arizona style, tonight here from the Phoenix area. And we'll be broadcasting live. We'll talk about that in just in a few minutes. We have come to center ourselves around God's Word. That's what we do every day. And today is no different. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 21 from the Old Testament today. A day is coming that belongs to the Lord, and that which has been plundered from you will be divided among you. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem for the battle. The city will be captured, the houses will be plundered, and the women will be raped. Half of the city will go forth into exile, but what is left of the people won't be eliminated from the city. The Lord will go out and fight against those nations as when he fights on a day of battle. On that day he will stand upon the Mount of Olives, to the east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will be split in half by a very large valley, running from east to west. Half of the mountain will move north, and the other half will move south. He will flee through the valley of my mountain, because the valley of the mountains will reach to Azal. He will flee just as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Judah's King Uzziah. The Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light. Splendid things will disappear. On one day known to the Lord, there will be neither day nor night. But at evening time there will be light. On that day, running water will flow out of Jerusalem, half of it to the Dead Sea, and half of it to the Mediterranean. This will happen during the summer and the fall. The Lord will become king over all the land. On that day, the Lord will be one, and the Lord's name will be one. The entire land will become like the desert, from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be high up and firmly in place, from the Benjamin Gate to the place of the former gate, to the corner gate, and from the Hanuel Tower to the king's wine vats. People will dwell in it. It will never again be destroyed. Jerusalem will dwell securely. This will be the plague in which the Lord will strike all the peoples who swarmed against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot, even while standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, a great panic brought on by the Lord will fall upon them. They will all grasp at the hand of their neighbors. Neighbors will attack each other. Even Judah will fight in Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected: gold, silver, and a great abundance of garments. This plague will also affect the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and any cattle in those camps during this plague. All those left from all the nations who attack Jerusalem will go up annually to pay homage to the king, the Lord of heavenly forces, and to celebrate the festival of booths. Whoever among the families of the earth doesn't go up to Jerusalem to pay homage to the king, the Lord of heavenly forces, upon them no rain will fall. And if the family of Egypt doesn't go up and doesn't present itself, then no rain will fall on them. There will be a plague like the one with which the Lord struck the nations that didn't go up to celebrate the festival of booths. This would be the sin of Egypt, and the sin of all the nations who didn't go up to celebrate the festival of booths. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the pots in the Lord's house will be holy, like the bowls before the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord of heavenly forces. All of those who sacrifice will come. They will take some of the pots and cook with them. There will no longer be any merchants in the house of the Lord of heavenly forces on that day. Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the abyss and a huge chain. He seized the dragon, the old snake, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss, then locked and sealed it over him. This was to keep him from continuing to deceive the nations until 1,000 years were over. After this, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and people took their seats on them, and judgment was given in their favor. They were the ones who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and God's word, and those who hadn't worshipped the beast or its image, who hadn't received the mark on their forehead or hand. They came to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead didn't come to life until 1,000 years were over. This is the first resurrection. Favored and holy are those who have a share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will rule with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison. He will go out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. He will gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. They came up across the whole earth and surrounded the saints' camp, the city that God loves. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil, who had deceived them, was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet also were. Their painful suffering will be inflicted upon them day and night, forever and always. And I saw a great white throne, and the one who is seated on it. Before his face, both earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The scrolls were opened. Another scroll was opened too. This is the scroll of life, and the dead were judged on the basis of what was written in the scrolls about what they had done. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and the grave gave up the dead that were in them, and people were judged by what they had done. Then death and the grave were thrown into the fiery lake. This, the fiery lake, is the second death. And anyone whose name wasn't found written in the scroll of life was thrown into the fiery lake. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise God on the heights. Praise God, all of you who are his messengers. Praise God, all of you who comprise his heavenly forces. Sun and moon, praise God. All of you bright stars, praise God. You highest heaven, praise God. Do the same, you waters that are above the sky. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because God gave the command, and they were created. God set them in a place always and forever. God made a law that will not be broken. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters, and all you ocean depths. Do the same, fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind that does what God says. Do the same, you mountains, every single hill, fruit trees, and every single cedar. Do the same, you animals, wild or tame, you creatures that creep along and you birds that fly. Do the same, you kings of the earth, and every single person, you princes and every single ruler on earth. Do the same, you young men, you young women too, you who are old, together with you who are young. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because only God's name is high over all. Only God's majesty is over earth and heaven. God raised the strength of his people, the praise of all his faithful ones. That's the Israelites, the people who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Speak out on behalf of the voiceless and for the rights of all who are vulnerable. Speak out in order to judge with righteousness and to defend the needy and the poor. And may we take that to heart. As we go into the new year in just a couple of days, may we take the proverb to heart that we speak out on behalf of the voiceless and for the rights of all who are vulnerable. And we speak out in order to judge with righteousness and to defend the needy and the poor. Of course, this is a popular sentiment. This is nothing new. But how often are we actually doing it? I mean, how often are we living from that place, that posture of heart? And it matters. I mean, we could say, well, of course it matters. It's in the Bible. But everything we do matters. And if you've been here for the Bible this whole year, you've come to understand that truth. That what you do and what you say, they're not meaningless. They matter. Everything we do matters. And if you're just coming on board, you've just found the Daily Audio Bible, you're just looking to the new year and thinking what it might look like if you were to spend a year in the Bible, well, of course, welcome. This is one of the things that you'll learn. What we do matters. We see this in the book of Revelation when death itself gives up everyone it's holding, essentially, when all who have died come before the throne. The Bible says that we'll be judged according to what we've done. Now, what I'm personally not saying, because I don't believe personally that salvation comes through our efforts to earn it. I don't think we can. I think Scripture indicates that it's through Jesus and Jesus alone, through his gift of salvation to us. But that profoundly affects the way we do things. And everything we do from that moment forward matters. And everything we do, period, matters. Because the Bible is saying we will stand before this same Jesus. And he will look at our lives according to what we've done. So in effect, it's not okay to just have a posture of heart, just a sentiment that, yeah, it's okay to speak out on behalf of the voiceless or for the rights who are vulnerable and just think that that's a good thing, but really don't do it. May we pay close attention to all that Scripture is telling us, because it shapes what life is supposed to look like. And the beautiful thing, the most poetic thing, is it doesn't shape us so that we can find out how we're failing. It shapes us and encourages us to go deeper into life. And the further that we go into these changes and postures of heart, the further we get into the rhythm of living that way, the more the life we've been trying to find is apparent in us. The more we're actually living the life of restoration, the more we are finding the healing, the more we're finding that the things that were anchoring us to death, as it were, are broken. The more free we are, the more intimate with God we are, the more love exudes from our hearts and into the world through us because of it. So may we continually be changed. May we continually be oriented to God, and may we live from that place, the place of life. And God, we thank you. Yes, we are here in the final days of another year, another adventure, another epic adventure through your word. And yes, the page will turn. But we don't want to get into the mindset that this is over, that you have nothing more to say. There's a few days left, and we want everything, everything you have to say to us. So come, Holy Spirit, illuminate your word in our lives, plant it deep in our souls, lead us into all truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so tonight is the Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering, the last one of 2012. This will be in the Phoenix area, where we are now. So, this is how it works. I will be speaking tonight at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale at 5:30, at their 5:30 p.m. service. They have a Saturday night service and then two Sunday services. I'll be speaking at the 5:30 service tonight, Pure Heart Christian Fellowship, and then at 7, we'll be having the Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering and broadcasting it live from Pure Heart Christian Fellowship, from the campus there. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't loaded in yet, so I'm not sure exactly where it'll be, but I'm sure it'll be really apparent and easy, and there'll be plenty of help to direct traffic. And so we'll be broadcasting live. If you are in the Phoenix area, man, we would love to see you. We brought the whole family out for this, and it's been an awesome time that we've had together, road tripping, a long road trip, but it's been just fun, just a lot of fun. And so we're excited to all be here. So Max and China from Daily Audio Bible Kids, of course, my wife Jill, who is lovely and is the best part of my life, will be with me. We have baby Ezekiel. We have our in-laws, Jill's parents. So we're excited to be out here in Arizona and excited about this tonight. We'll be broadcasting live at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So you'll have to work that back from wherever you are. There's a number of ways to tune in and watch. You can go to dailyaudiobible.com and click the button that says DAB Live on the homepage. And it will open up the channel, and you can chat there, and people will be chatting and fellowshipping and enjoying company and watching the family gathering. If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible, there's a button on our Facebook page that will allow you to watch and chat right from within Facebook while you're Facebooking. And you can watch right from the Daily Audio Bible app. Just click the media tab and click DAB Live, and you'll be able to watch live beginning at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So this will be our final family gathering of the year. Come. Come in person if you can. Come virtually if you can't, but come. We'll have a good time together. Then tomorrow, Sunday, the 30th, I'll be speaking at both of the morning services at Pure Heart, and those are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services. You can check out their website. They are at 14240 North 43rd Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85306. So come if you can. We'd love the chance to meet you. I didn't mention the website. DailyAudioBible.com is the website, and our facelift is complete, and everything is good. We have released this video that we want you to help us take viral. If you would help, pass it around to your friends via Twitter, via Facebook, via LinkedIn, via Pinterest, via whatever social media influence that you have. Just a little whiteboard video, but it encourages people to consider the Bible for the rhythm of their life for the next year. If you've already been sharing it, great. If you are like, okay, where do I find that again? Just go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible, and you'll find it. We have it kind of pinned to the top. And you can just share from there. It makes it easy. So yeah, please do share it. Share it all over the place right now. It is This is such a critical time. People are thinking so deeply about what the next year should look like over the next couple of days. And, you know, people on even the 31st, they'll be out having time with friends, having some drinks, allowing that to kind of wash over them. Some people will, of course, obviously do some crazy things and go too far. But underneath all of that, there comes this moment of, what am I doing with my life? Where am I going with my life? And rooted deep, deep in that longing is a longing for life and is a longing for God. And that's found in the Bible. And so people will turn to the Bible. And so we're just trying to reach out as far as we can reach and say, this community here, the Bible is here, there's a rhythm of life here, can change everything. So help us share the word, if you would. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website as well. Daily Audio Bible, of course, is a nonprofit corporation and will give you a tax-deductible receipt for your contributions and for the year 2012. Thank you so much for your partnership. This doesn't work any other way, and so thank you very much. If you prefer mail, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. As always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. Look forward to seeing you tonight. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, guys. It's Ned Alton from Oklahoma City. Recently signed up for Captivating. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to go. Yep. Jill, you're right. It's time. Let's go. All right. Bags are packed. Hey, guys, I just have a prayer request. My daddy is in the hospital. His back totally locked up and found out he's had bulging discs. And he is going in for an emergency surgery today, the 13th. All right. Keep him in your prayers, folks. I thank you all. Some of you have been on my prayer warrior list. Thank you, guys. And for those of you who keep me encouraged, man, thank you. I go through life and I just think, man, how can I just help folks and just help people have a good day? And people who help me with that and recognize that, thank you. I hope I can honor all of you guys, okay, and honor the Lord and just bring good thoughts to everybody, okay? Thank you, guys. I love y'all. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Detroit. It is December 13th, and I wanted to call about a few things. But first, I wanted to remind everyone, as Daniela did, to continue to pray for Carl. I haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm just praying that he's still listening and he's still reaching out to the DAB. Also, a lot has changed in my life since the last time that I called. I got good news. My husband is working. He's doing food delivery. And so we're thankful for that. We are still praying that, additional job opportunities come his way that can help him, support more as far as the bills are concerned, but we're thankful that he's out there and he's able to bring in, funds and whatnot. And I also want to announce to everybody, my DAB family, that I am 7 weeks pregnant. This is my second child, and we are so excited. A week ago, I went to the ER. I had some cramping and spotting, and they said I had a gestational hemorrhage and a fibroid. And so, coincidentally, I had my OB, first prenatal OB appointment on that Friday. That was 3 days later. And they basically told me that I needed to be on bed rest for a month. and to take it easy, and they felt that this would be the best chance, best way to give the baby a chance to.
Hey, DABers, this is Byron out of Florida, calling to wish everybody a happy new year in the Lord. This is the end of my first full year with the Daily Audio Bible, and it's definitely been a year of shift. Most notably, with my wife leaving her job to take care of our young family exclusively, which is a move that we decided a year ago, just stepping out on faith because I had no idea how I was going to pay for everything to do it. But God is good, because within a week of her giving her notice, the Lord made very clear to me that He fully intends on taking care of this family. And glory be to His name, who fulfills all His promises. I would just ask for your prayers that I, as a spiritual leader of my family, can lead it into this year of rhythm, where God's word goes from being an incidental thing to our lives to being a fundamental thing, where I can lead them in lives of worship that completely pervades our entire family life, and that we can keep out all those things that don't matter, that compete for our time. And I will lift up you guys in the same way as well. I look forward to a new year in the Bible. Look forward to going to Israel again with you, Brian, via the podcast. And just look forward to doing a whole nother year in the Bible. Thank you so much for providing this and for your faithfulness. God bless you. God bless your family and everybody. Love you guys. See you later.
Hi, DAB family. It's Christy McLean calling from London, Ontario, Canada. I'm just calling with a praise report, and really, I just want to praise God for this community. Listening to Brian read the Word of God every day is so uplifting and has become such an important part of my life since October of 2011, when I started listening to the podcast. And listening to each of you share your prayer requests and your praise report is just a daily demonstration for me of what faith should be like. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Please keep calling in your prayer requests and your praise reports, and praise God. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Alice calling from Texas. I'm calling for a prayer request for my mom, Sarah Mitchell, who's in the hospital in Connecticut right now. And she's been sick for the past few weeks and just had a pacemaker put into her. And I'm calling to see if my Daily Audio family can pray for my mom so she can get through all of this in good health and be strong again. I thank you for your prayers, and thank you, Brian and Jill, Max, China, and Ezekiel. I thank you very much for this prayer line. It helps me a lot. Thank you again, and my name is Alice, calling from Texas, for my mom, Sarah. Thank you.
Hello, this is Vicki from Middle Georgia. I'm calling to tell Natasha from New York, we have not forgotten you. We are still praying, so please hold on, hope on, and pray on. We love you. Bye.
Hi, it's Michelle from Los Angeles, and today is December 14th, and I was home just now on the computer doing some paperwork, and I'm sure maybe a few of you out there looking at this situation uncovering in front of us right now with the kids in Connecticut. And I just like to lift up all the families that are hurting right now, and we're all hurting as well. So I just want to lift up these families as we watch the news unfold in front of us and how we kind of take this in, and just pray for the person that the shooter, pray for the person, the shooter, as well as the children and the parents that are involved in the community. That's it. That's all I can say. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Hello. This is Kay from Seattle. I have two prayer requests, please. The first one is for my son-in-law, Josh. He is a lifetime Army soldier. He is currently on his fifth deployment. Today is the 14th of December, and he is trying to come home for Christmas. He has been stationed in Korea for 6 months, and he has been trying to come home for 2 days. Currently, he is in China, attempting to get a flight to the U.S. He has been blocked and having troubles. The Army will get him to the United States, and from then on, he's on his own to get to Seattle. Right now, I cannot help him financially to get a ticket, and being on an Army budget, his wife, my daughter, and three sons can get him home, fly him home, they will, but it's really difficult to fly him from, they're thinking probably someplace in California up to Seattle. So we need him to somehow get to Seattle as quickly as possible, because this is eating into his leave time, and he has been away from his family for 6 months. So please get Soldier Josh home to Seattle for his family so he can spend time with his boys. His boys have been missing him terribly. His wife has been missing him terribly. I thank you for our servicemen and their families, Lord. They give up so much sacrifice. My second prayer request is for my other daughter's father-in-law. I'm going to call him Horse Joe. He has had some kind of neurological event that has left him with many stroke-like effects.